Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and I am so glad you've joined me here on this Thursday. I want to veer from our theme we've been doing this week, and I want to share with you something that I wrote up just a couple of days ago and put on my blog. I put it on Facebook, and it's gotten a lot of enthusiastic response. So I want to share it with you. And I called it, He's Holding Everything Together. He's Holding Everything Together, talking about Jesus Christ, of course. And this is based on, well, let me say it like this. I am, of course, first of all, a devout follower of Jesus Christ and called and committed to proclaiming and teaching His Word. But ever since I was a kid, I've had a deep interest in science, particularly astronomy. Been very intrigued by the heavens, the stars, the planets, the galaxies, and so on. So I have read with deep interest recent articles about the discoveries of the new James Webb Space Telescope and the older Hubble Space Telescope. And one area that has caught my attention is what astronomers are calling dark matter. Now, simply speaking, dark matter is a mysterious, unseen force that is holding the universe together. It cannot be seen or explained, and astronomers don't know what it is, but they say it is keeping the universe from flying apart. Isn't that interesting? For example, our solar system is being held together by the gravitational force of the sun. Since the gravitational force of an object depends on its size, this means that our sun is the perfect size to keep the Earth and the other planets in orbit around it. If the sun were just a tiny bit smaller, the planets would all wander off aimlessly into space. It is the size and the position of the sun at the center of our solar system that holds everything together. Now, think about this. Our solar system, along with billions of stars and other celestial bodies, are all rotating around the center of our Milky Way galaxy. Then, our Milky Way galaxy is part of a cluster of galaxies that are all rotating around another center. Now, here is the dilemma. According to astronomers and astrophysicists, there is not nearly enough matter or mass in the universe to produce enough gravity to keep everything from flying apart. There's too much empty space and not enough substance and mass to produce enough gravity to hold everything together. But yet everything is being held together and rotating around a center. So, this mysterious force that they cannot see, they call it dark matter. Wow. Now, the Bible gives a clear and exciting explanation for this dilemma, for the dark matter, particularly in Paul's letter to the believers in Colossae. This letter has been called Paul's full-length portrayal of Christ, for in it he sets forth Jesus Christ in all His majesty, in all His divine majesty, power, and creative glory. For example, I encourage you to sit down and read Colossians prayerfully and slowly in one sitting. It will give you a new appreciation of the majesty and the glory of the one whom we call our Lord. So, for example, in chapter 1, verse 15, Paul says that Jesus is the image of the invisible God, and that all things in heaven and on earth were created by him. Then in verse 17, and I'm reading from the New King James, he says, he is before all things, and in him all things consist. Now that English word consist is a translation of the Greek word sunistimi. And according to the Thayer's Greek English lexicon, it means to bring together or to band together. To bring and band together. Wow. That is why the NIV translates this passage. I'm pulling my NIV over here to read to you. Verse 17 says, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Oh, and then listen to the Living Bible, how the Living Bible places this. I love it. The Living Bible, this is Colossians 1:17. He was before all else began, and it is his power that holds everything together. Isn't this amazing that over 2,000 years ago, or actually, I'm sorry, a little less than 2,000 years ago, almost 2,000 years ago, here is a writer inspired by the Holy Spirit giving us the answer for a mystery that modern science cannot comprehend. Let me read the Living Bible again. Talking about Jesus, he was before all else began, and it is his power that holds everything together. The writer of the book of Hebrews concurs, saying that Christ is upholding all things by the word of his power. What an incredible, awesome, and glorious Lord and Master we serve. Now let me end by saying this. If he can hold the universe together, he can hold your life together. If he can hold the planets and the galaxies and the stars and everything together, he can hold your family together. He can hold your congregation together. He can hold this nation together. However, here's the key. He must be at the center. He must be Lord. Everything flies apart when he is not Lord. Let me encourage you today, if you haven't already, and even if you have, let's renew our confession and our commitment to him as Lord. The word Lord means supreme. It means he's central. That all of our life is going to orbit and revolve around him. Oh, I love it. Let's pray that prayer now. Lord Jesus Christ, what an awesome revelation of who you are, that it is actually you that is holding the physical universe together. And you want to hold our lives together. But we must make you the center of our lives. And we come today, Lord, and we make a commitment to you. And we say, Jesus, we confess you as both our Savior and our Lord. From this day forth, you will be supreme in our lives. You will be central. and we will do our best to make every area of our life revolve and orbit around you. The Lord of this universe, the Sovereign Lord, our Lord, our Messiah, our Savior, our God, and our King, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for listening today. If you would like to check out this article and share it with your friends, it's on my blog, biblicalawakening.blogspot.com, or the easiest thing to do is go to my website, eddiehyatt.com. You'll find all kinds of resources there. But down in the left-hand corner, you will find a link to my blog. Just click on the blog, and it'll take you over. And this article is the latest one that's been posted. And if this has been a blessing to you, you can share it with your friends. And hey, share this podcast episode to your friends on your social networks. And I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless.